This week's drownings in the Mediterranean have focused attention on the thousands of Arab and African migrants who are trying to make the dangerous sea crossing to land in southern Europe. On Spain's coast, they arrive in a region with a 34% unemployment rate. That's created some friction and also prompted a debate about how best to help, as Lauren Freer reports from Malaga.
Pepe Guerrero is a doorman at a high-rise building on Malaga's coast. From here, he looks out at the turquoise Mediterranean, where hundreds of Arab and African migrants have drowned in recent weeks. They're people, human beings like us, he says, searching for a better life. But Guerrero says he's divided. He says his heart goes out to those fleeing war and poverty. But he also worries whether the local economy can absorb them. The jobless rate in this region is 34%. It's so high, the unemployment rate, he says. Spaniards themselves are migrating abroad because they can't find work. Spain has no far-right anti-immigrant political parties like the Northern League in Italy or Golden Dawn in Greece. But experts fear this new wave of migrants from Africa may test that tolerance.
Es que efectivamente ha empeorado la imagen.
The economic crisis has worsened the view Spanish society has of these migrants, says Alejandro Cortina, the director of Malaga Welcome, an NGO that helps new arrivals. It creates fear and distorts the reality, he says. To try to change that, Cortina's group has launched a campaign called Stop Rumors to challenge stereotypes of immigrants. In a Malaga high school, volunteer Juan Alberto Ruiz Casado runs a seminar in which he starts by asking kids to draw a picture of what immigration means to them.
I think the drawing is a good way to make them think about their stereotypes. Mainly we saw boats crossing from Africa to Spain. Very few people draw like airplanes.
But more than 60% of immigrants come to Spain by air, not by rubber raft. Most are from Eastern Europe or Latin America. They find work and pay taxes. Data shows they use Spain's public health system less on average than native Spaniards. But a different negative stereotype persists, says 16-year-old student Kunal Keswani.
I think some people are scared. Like, when you see a big Moroccan guy or a big African guy, you usually think, I'm going to cross the street. Maybe he jumps me, he attacks me, he robs me. Many people here are racist, too.
Kunal himself was born in Spain to immigrant parents.
My parents are from India. They came here looking for a job, so I grew up here. Actually, since I'm a little bit dark, I have a little bit of dark skin. But yeah, if I would have darker skin, I think it would be way worse.
Until now, the Spanish government's policy toward migrants has been to try to stop them from coming and then house them in prison-like facilities, which creates a stigma, says Cortina of Malaga Welcome. His budget is $3 million over 5 years. In the same period, Spain spent $270 million fortifying its borders. Cortina says the money would be better spent resettling refugees and helping them assimilate.
Y con eso se evitaron muchas muertes en el Mediterráneo.
You know how many lives I could save and improve with that money? Cortina asks. If only I had the budget they used to put up fences, we could really change things, he says. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freier in Malaga, Spain.